This is Dustin from Journey to Master, and today's episode is about our goals. I've set a whole bunch of goals. I plan a lot, but over the next few years, I just hope to achieve certain things. So this episode is just going to talk about where we're going for the future and where I hope to see us.
Electric power is everywhere present in unlimited quantities. It can drive the world's machinery without the need of coal, oil, gas, or any other fuel. This new power for the driving of the world's machinery will be derived from the energy which operates the universe, the cosmic energy.
Hey everyone, it's Dustin with Livewire Electrical. Pardon me, I've got allergies right now, so I sound like I'm talking through a toilet paper roll or kazoo or something. It seems like I never get sick, ever. I never have the flu. But one time a year, actually my entire life I've never had allergies. It's been said that if you live down in Austin, Texas, the cedar after like 10 or 15 years will all of a sudden just start getting to you and you'll start getting allergies, you'll start being allergic to cedar. Even people that their entire life they've never been allergic to anything, they will. And for some damn reason, the last like 5 years, I've gotten hit once a year and it's always in the fall. It's like right when the season changes and starts getting cold. I don't know whatever's in the air. I don't know if it's a temperature change or what, but I get hit like a motherfucker. Man, it feels like I get hit with a truck. My whole face is just pounding and throbbing. But gotta keep working, you know? If I'm not out there doing the work, it's not gonna get done. So no rest. No rest for the wicked. No rest for the weary, whatever. Today I just kind of wanted to talk about my plan, like where I'm headed with all of this. I feel like I listened to Gary Vaynerchuk enough that you need to have patience, you need to have micro and macro, but you need to have a direction. And for me, the whole reason that I'm doing this company is A, I want to set my own hours. You know, I've always traditionally not gotten along with my bosses. There's very few bosses that I've gotten along with because I'm a very hard charging, like self-motivated person. I excel with incentive. So if I know that I can get more money for something, then I'm going to do this harder or whatever. You know, I'm not just a guy that shows up for a paycheck. I'm the guy that's always cracking the code book open, reading extra books, reading articles, talking to people. Like I'm always trying to learn more and develop myself further. And a lot of bosses I've found have just wanted a guy that's going to show up and be reliable. They don't want somebody that's going to have a lot of ideas about how things should be run. And so that's just my personality. But I don't want to have a boss. You know, I want to work for myself. I want to set my own hours. Another thing I've noticed over the years is that like most bosses, most people in the electrical trade, you know, they're older guys. There's not a lot of young guys my age that are running companies. But they've been treated a certain way through their entire career, and they tend to treat guys that same way. And so I found that a lot of them don't think about how they treat their employees and how they treat people. They don't think about legacy. They're just thinking about getting paid and having guys working under them so that they can live a little bit better life. And I get that. I think that's why anybody goes into business, is they want to work less, get more money. But for me, it's really like, I want legacy. You know, I want to build something that in the next 10 to 20 years is known for being one of the best companies around. And I don't think a lot of that's thought of with modern day companies. I think that they just get a lot of guys working for them and they just get business and they're thinking about market share and they just want to have this huge company with no reason behind it. I want to keep doing this so I can keep learning. I know I'm not the best electrician out there. I've met guys that are twice my age that know four times as much as I do, and just watching them work is like, holy shit, you know, how do you just think that way? How do you know that? You know, with me, it's like I have to think twice as long about something still. Even it's been almost 10 years that I've been doing this, but I still have to think twice as long as somebody that has twice the experience. And so I know that, you know, I call myself a master electrician because I have the license, but there's some dudes out there that are just fucking magic, man. They're like wizards, and I want to get to that level, but I want to be younger when I do it. I don't want to be 65 or 70 and finally attaining that level of what I consider excellence. You know, I'm going to be doing this the rest of my life, so I know I'll hit that point, but I'm a hungry person. I'm always trying to learn. I'm always trying to improve. And so I figure if I'm going to do this the rest of my life, I'd rather not have a boss, and I'd rather be the one running the company, training guys, getting training. But what I'd like to build long-term is I want to build a company like no other electrical company that exists. I want guys to be able to be paid on incentives, so it makes them want to do better. It makes them want to excel. I don't want guys to just feel like they're driving a fucking truck with tools in it the rest of their lives, and this is it. You know, they're going to get paid $20 an hour to do this the rest of their life, every single day, and just boring, and they're willing to leap from our company to a different company because it's just about, you know, an extra dollar an hour somewhere. Like, I want to build a company where guys want to stay. I want to build something where people feel like super appreciated. They feel like they're paid really well. They're given opportunities. I want to have a close enough relationship with my guys that, like, if they want to get to something, even if that means leaving the company in 5 years, like, I want to help them get there. I want to make the people that work for me have a better life. You know, if working for me helps them get their house paid off because I'm willing to do, you know, I'm willing to work outside the box of what a traditional company would do, man, I'll fucking do that. Like, the one thing that always pissed me off about working for other companies is, like, there's just no flexibility. They almost treated it like it was working for Dell or like IBM or something like that, where it was just, we need spots to fill, you're a number and you're replaceable. I want guys that don't want to be replaced, and I want guys that I don't want to replace. I want guys that are hungry, that are motivated, that are passionate about doing this shit, you know, about learning more, they're reading books, like they're really trying to be excellent at what they do. Not just guys that show up to get a paycheck. So that's my goal, is just to build the best fucking electrical company on the planet. And if we only have 3 or 4 employees, you know, fuck it. You know, I don't care to have 150 crews with 150 work trucks and, you know, 300 people in an office calling and doing sales, because I know better than that. At that point, a lot of the quality that we offer is going to completely drop off. Like right now, I've got nothing across the board but 5-star reviews, and it's just me and Colton, me and another guy, you know, a helper that's got 2-3 years under his belt, and my wife does all the office stuff, and between the three of us, we give killer customer experiences. We don't do anything that's, you know, like massively important, and we haven't done, I don't think we've done enough work. Not that we haven't done enough work. I don't think that we've done any bad work. But I know that the business that we get is because the people that hire us fucking love us. Like, I get more repeat business and more referrals from people just because they've never had somebody come into their house who's super respectful, jokes around with them, like plays with their dogs, just fucks around and like treats them like an actual human. Most guys come in with a company button-down shirt. They're just, here, what's the problem? Okay, I'll go fix the problem. Here's your bill. And they leave. Like, most companies are like that. Most journeymen and most people are just trained to be like that. There's just no feeling. It's just all like straightforward, no emotion. Dude, I make friends with all of the people I do work for. And I've had customers say, hey, let's go get, you know, go out to dinner with our kids. Like, let's let our kids play. Let's go out to drink sometime, you know, and they feel, whether or not I do it, they feel comfortable enough with me that if I fucked something up, they wouldn't care. And most people are willing to pay more. When I go out to do an estimate, I build enough rapport and I actually give a shit about them enough that they'll come back to me and say, look, I got 3 other people that have given me a price, but fuck it, I don't care. I want to go with you because I can trust you and I feel a good vibe with you. I know you're not bullshitting around. I know you're a good dude, and so I want to use you, and I want that to be the legacy. You know, I know that we're gonna fuck up. I know that I'm not the best electrician on the planet. I know that there's probably different ways that I can do things that could be better that I just don't know yet. I don't care. What I want to build is something that's just, that's got staying power, and I want, in my future, I want myself to look at the company that I've created and say, holy shit, man, like, we made something amazing here, and there's nothing else in town that can fuck with our shit, because even if we're not as big as some of these big dogs are with 150 company trucks, we are so much fucking better. We care about this shit. We care about our customers. We want to be the best. We're not just in this to get a check. So that's my goal. 10 years down the line, man, I'd like to look back at this and just be like, fuck yeah, nobody can fuck with us. And I know that's going to require a lot of education. It's going to require a lot of fucking up. for instance, I'm learning a lot right now about the city of Austin. In the city of Austin, they pretty much take our national electric code and they rip it up, they wad it around their hand, and they wipe their ass with it and throw it in the trash. They write their own code book, and that's okay. I mean, like it says in the code, local jurisdictions can set their own code. So the city of Austin's done that, but they've just gone to an extreme with it. And like all of the other little suburbs around Austin, Austin's kind of like our big metro thing if you're not from here, but like we have other little towns and suburbs all around Austin, like Round Rock, Cedar Park, Pflugerville, Georgetown, Leander, Jonestown. All of these places are super easy to work with. You go in and say, hey man, I need to pull a permit today and do some work, and they're like, all right, cool, just call us when you're ready for an inspection. They go out and inspect it, and boom, you're done. It's like super easy, just really not transactional. It's just more like friendly and understanding. The city of Austin is so fucking confusing and difficult that it almost makes me not want to do work in the city of Austin. And I don't know, maybe that's the game. Maybe they've got so much damn work that they're trying to make it confusing so they don't have so much shit to keep up with. But it's almost like if you've ever seen Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the fucking big monsters that are always like stamping paperwork and gotta have Form C-324 sign. Dude, that's the city of Austin. It's a fucking nightmare dealing with them. And I have gotten so many of my permits rejected because we just didn't fill this one thing out, or we put this wrong number in this thing, and we didn't call the right office out of the 7 different fucking phone numbers for the different offices, and we didn't know what like a 304 inspection versus a 305 was, and just having, there's so much time wasted in just dealing with all the fucking bureaucracy of it. Plus, anytime you call them, never answer. You'll get to some customer service thing and then they forward you to a voicemail, never call you back. You can email, never email you back. It doesn't fucking matter. They've got like 15,000 active permits right now and about 10 employees. That's not true, but they are so goddamn busy that even just to go down there and sit down and say, look, motherfuckers, explain this shit to me so I can stop wasting all your time and calling you and leaving voicemails, it still takes 2 hours of sitting in a fucking waiting room just to get their attention, just to be able to sit down with one of them. And then when you sit down with them, they're in way too much of a hurry to sit and explain all this shit to you. So that's one struggle that I've had with the city of Austin. Jesus Christ, it's been a really big learning lesson. Lots of hours spent, money wasted, failing inspections because there's just shit that I had as a journeyman. You know, working for a company, your boss tells you do this, and then you're like, okay, cool. But being a master, having to know all of these codes, you learn them as you fail them. So that's one thing you can expect going into this, is that you're gonna learn a lot of lessons, you're gonna waste a lot of money, but dude, it's so worth it. The amount of knowledge that I'm getting at such a rapid pace is why I'm in this, you know. It'd be cool if I was learning more like how to build a Tesla coil than how to email the city of Austin and get a fucking response from them, but you know, whatever, it's all a lifelong thing, and it's part of the hustle, part of the grind, and I love it. So anyways, that's my hope, you know. 10 years down the line, 5 years down the line, whatever, I would like to have a group of guys that are just really fucking good at this. I don't care what their age is, I don't care what their background is, I don't care if they've been in jail, everybody fucks up, everybody's done dumb shit in their life, but if you love doing this, if you're passionate about doing electrical work, and you're a good fucking person, and you know that you want to do this the rest of your life, you're the dude that I want working for me. If you are a nerd and you just sit at home and you read shit, you read like electrodynamics and how you know, how electromagnetism works in your spare time. You're just fucking a nerd and you like to know the science behind this whole like mysterious fucking electrical force that we work with. You're the dude I want working for me. If you have enough forethought and respect to go into a customer's house and be like, hey, would you like me to take my shoes off? Or you want me to wear some like booties? Or, you know, if you're wearing a hat, like you're going to an old lady's house and you take your hat off, and you know, how are you doing today, ma'am? But you just, with a smile on your face, if you're a good fucking person, not fronting like you're a good person, but if you're a good fucking person in your heart, you can be a shitty electrician and be a good person. That's the kind of guy I want. I can train anybody to be an electrician, but you can't train decency in a fucked up person. I mean, you just can't. So, I want a bunch of dudes like that, that give a fuck, that work their ass off, that want to better their life. And I don't want to be a boss that sits behind a desk and barks orders at people and fixes blame when shit goes wrong and bitches about money and bitches about inefficiency. Like, I want to be a leader, somebody that is out there in the field. I'd rather be a superintendent, honestly, than a desk jockey boss. But yeah, I don't want to be a boss, man. I want people to work with me. I don't want people to work for me. So that's the direction. Anyways, a little off the path on my rants today. Sorry, guys, but we'll see if we get there, you know. Thanks for listening. If you got any comments or suggestions or anything, feel free to DM me or leave a comment. Have a great day.